possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Welcome back, folks. We know that the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, the 20th anniversary, will occur next Friday, August the 29th. There's a whole bunch of festivities and activities in memory of that incredible weather event that wreaked havoc on this area of the state of Louisiana, and how we have had to rebuild, a rebirth, and come back from that, the place that we call home. We are joined by Kenitra Kasten, Katrina 20 Committee. And I got to tell you, folks, I hope she's resting, because they have over 100 plus events happening in three states. They're going to have to resuscitate her by Sunday of next week. If she attends half of these events, it'll be an absolute miracle. Kenitra, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Newell. I really appreciate it. And trust me, I'm going to get plenty of rest when this is done.
Yeah, I was looking at the agenda last night, and I had to go back and do it again because I was like, my God, they got stuff all over the place. It's very impressive, by the way. Great job.
Thank you so much. We are working with a team of phenomenal folks. The Katrina 20 Planning Committee is basically a regional and grassroots organizing body, and it's really composed of leaders and community organizations, cultural institutions, just advocates from Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. We have folks in three different states that are really working together to make sure that this thing happens.
Yeah. So in putting this together, what is the message? What is the vision that you hope to achieve?
Well, there's a few things that we hope to achieve. So we just want a one collective remembrance, right? Many of us were here during this time. Many of us lost everything during this time. So we want to pay respect to those who are no longer with us. And just a remembrance, so remembering what happened, remembering those that we lost, remembering what we lost. But it's also a healing time, a time for us to heal, as well as power building and just working together to have a shared vision of economic justice, racial justice, climate justice, just regenerative building, but not building from the top up, but from the bottom up. Folks working together to be efficient and self-sufficient and making sure that we make sure that we're okay.
In all of the presentations, I know that your committee talks to a lot of people. How surprised are you by folks today, 20 years later on Friday, many of whom, and I've talked to folks similar, have a similar experience, still hadn't recovered?
Oh, I'm definitely not surprised. We have to look at it in its totality, right? So we have many people were uprooted from their homes. not just from New Orleans, but throughout Mississippi. Mississippi was, Gulf Coast was basically just wiped out, right? Alabama. These are people who are generational, who've been in these areas for generations. I know my family has been in New Orleans for generations. And now everything you knew about yourself and your life and your family, it pretty much went away. You know, there are things where folks, our children, you know, some of our kids have had kids since then. They'll never see photographs of their grandparents or photographs of their great grandparents because we all lost those things. So it really is a remembrance of who we were before Katrina, who we were, what our city looked like, what our family structure looked like, what our community looked like before Katrina. But it's also, how do we heal from this? You know, we have to remember, we have a lot of Katrina babies out there as well, a lot of children who suffered a lot of trauma from being uprooted after Katrina and witnessing the stress that their parents experienced.
Yeah, you know, one of the saddest things for me, and I think you would agree, our young kids who had friends and were in a you know, school named A, when we came back, the school named A ain't there no more.
That's right.
And, you know, and all of the friends that the kids had, they were, you know, scattered across the Gulf South, many of whom they've never been able to reconnect with them ever. And,
right.
You know, and, you know, if you had a fourth grader or so, and they were kind of looking at, you know, what their path was going to be, right, in education, and maybe they were following in the footsteps of a sibling, ain't there no more. And it's amazing, you know, when you think back, and it's and you really touched a chord with me in the way that you presented it, is that that has an impact that I don't know that we've ever quantified, right?
Right.
Because I don't hear it talked. I don't know about you. I don't hear it talked about much. And I think that's the beauty of something like what y'all are doing is, you know, there's going to be conversation about this.
That's right. And I'm glad you said that because it's not quantified. I am a former school administrator and teacher. I understand how easily these kids can be impacted by being uprooted. And you're right. Just look at New Orleans. I'm a New Orleans native. Shout out to McMaine and Noga. But just think about it. You know, our schools were totally transformed. Taken over by charter schools, the name changed, the kids changed. Every single aspect of these children's lives changed in an instant. And as adults, you know, we have a little more fortitude to try to deal with things, but these are babies. You know, how were they able to bounce back from this? I know I have several relatives who were in elementary school and high school at the time and were forced to go to schools in other states. And just be the shock of not seeing your family every single day, not seeing your friends every single day, not being able to talk to your grandmother or see your grandparents. It had to have been something that is truly remarkable that our kids had to experience, but it's not quantified. And that's the great thing about the Katrina 20 events, because there's so many different things for us to do. Like, so let me just give you a little overview of it. So there are forums, there are community forums, there are healing workshops, there are Katrina 20 impact rides, film screenings, which one of them is Katrina babies. Also, there are film screenings talking about college students that were in college at the time that had to be completely uprooted. There's community forums for legal and finance clinics, art exhibits. There's just all sorts of things to assist throughout Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, assist folks with just coming together and just telling our stories. Because at the end of the day, have our stories really been told?
No.
What?
Say again, I'm sorry.
I said, you're right. They have not really been told.
I was being interviewed by Dave Cohen yesterday for a podcast that we're going to be doing for WWL. And Dave is the news director at WWL. And when we finished, you know, he said something to me. He says, you know, it occurred to me we never really talked much about the residents of Mississippi, you know,
that's
and
right.
they were like in the center of the storm. And I told him that two or three days after the storm, I had the opportunity to fly over Bay St. Louis, check in the East Bridge, and we went through all of that to report back, and we went over the Bay St. Louis area. It looked like Hiroshima, you know, from the air. And he says, we never really talked much about that. And so when you say, you know, has the story been told? No, it hasn't been. And then we kind of only tuned in to our own little geographic area, right?
That's
right. Where we traveled each and every day, right? With a group of concentric circles around our home moving out. And then at some point that those circles stopped for us, and that's what our worry was, quite frankly.
You are absolutely right, and his concern is very valid, because during the time of Katrina, the media constantly ran the same photographs, the same images. They never actually told the whole stories. The stories were told via documentaries years later, but during Katrina, after Katrina, Mississippi's story wasn't told. Many people don't even realize Alabama was affected. That is why it was so important for us to work together with Mississippi and Alabama to ensure that, hey, you all suffered just as well as we did. We all need assistance. We all need to heal together. It's not Louisiana versus Mississippi versus Alabama. It's us together, bonding together, working together to make sure that we're doing what we need to do, not only just to heal, but to just speak up. Say what happened to us. Say how we were affected. In fact, in Mississippi, there's a panel that is on that Tuesday it's titled Suffering, Waiting for Crumbs. That Immaculate Heart Community Development Corporation is doing, because that's how they feel. Whenever you're in these meetings with some of the Mississippi folks and the Alabama folks, you know, they are very vocal about the fact that their voices were never heard. And to our testament, it wasn't the fault of Louisiana folks. It was the issue of mainstream media just basically going blind to the suffering of those in Mississippi and Alabama.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say it, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I think, and I would love to know your reaction to this, I think that every single Katrina documentary that I've seen is weak. I'm just going to be honest with you. And I don't know what your feelings are. You know, that have been done by mainstream media.
Right.
I think 20 years later, they still don't get it.
They do. You know, to be honest with you, they tried. I will say that. They
it's
tried.
Not for lack
they
of effort, tried. But they don't. They didn't get. They still didn't hit it. They still don't get it.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, most folks don't get it, and you often don't get it unless you experienced it, and that's the problem with the lack of empathy in the world today. It's funny how you have to experience something for you to have empathy for the folks that are experiencing it, when that's not the case. You know, those documentaries, yes, there are tons of them. In fact, you'll see a bunch of screenings on various topics during the week of action. However, it doesn't tell, none of them tell the entire story. And truth be told, you will have to watch all of them just to get at least 25% of the story, because the story is so vast and it's so deep and it's so heart-wrenching. Sometimes who even wants to even discuss this story, because it's just so impactful and how it impacted our lives so greatly.
Yeah, no doubt. And we would need a 3-hour show to actually go through all of the offerings. So I strongly suggest folks, they have a bunch of mini film festivals at the Mahalia Jackson Theater. And the presentations run one behind each other, and it starts on Monday, August the 25th. And it basically goes through the entire week, all the way to next Sunday, I think, if my memory serves me correct, with offerings that you can participate in. But definitely get to www.katrina20.org to see this incredible lineup of presentations, art exhibits, open mic nights, panel sessions, reports that have been done by major organizations across the country, national people coming on to participate on forum panels, all kinds of, there's something for everyone here. It's stuff about the Mississippi, about hydrology, about water, environmental stuff. It just, like I said, not to beat a dead horse, but it's on and on and on. A lot to do. So there's no excuse to miss any of this. There's something for everyone on every single night. Kenitra Kasten, Katrina 20 Committee, thank you so much for joining us. And best of luck. And get some sleep tonight and tomorrow night.
Thank
Sunday. You're going to be rolling.
Thank you so much. Won't be getting any sleep tonight or this weekend, but after Katrina 20 is done, we'll be getting plenty of rest.
Well, best of luck to you. Great job.
Thank you.
We hope the best for the week. All righty. That's Kenitra Kasten, Katrina 20 Committee. We'll be right back, folks, and we'll visit with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. We talk about the Broncos that come in town on Saturday, and it's a noon kickoff. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, welcome back, folks. The Saints take on the Broncos Saturday at noon in the Caesars Superdome. Joining us is Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Doing well. So we know that Rattler is the starter for the last game. Does that mean something?
It means whatever you want it to mean. So Spencer is going to start on Saturday. Kellen Moore has kind of been playing coy. He was asked whether, is that an indicator that he's going to be your starter week one? He said no. We asked if we should read in anything into the fact that he got more first team reps this week than Tyler Shuck. He said no. If I had to put a name on it, I would say, yes, Spencer Rattler is the odds-on favorite to be your starting quarterback week one if you're the Saints. But they're letting it play out for a reason. And I do think that to some extent, what happens on Saturday will be meaningful. I think one thing the Saints are kind of waiting for is for the first team offense to go out there and do something that looks impressive. That's one of the things we just have not seen over the first 2 weeks of the preseason. And so I think, you know, you're going to see a lot of starters. It's what it sounds like. And, you know, I think if they can go out there and put a really strong drive together to open the game, that might be the only drive they get, because that's what you want, right? You're not throwing guys out there. You know, you do want them to get reps together, but more so than anything, you want them to build confidence. And it's just something we haven't seen from either quarterback leading the first team offense, is just a long drive for a touchdown. So I think that's what they're after. But at the end of the day, just based on everything I've seen, it looks like Spencer is going to be that guy.
Do you suspect that we will see the entirety of the first team offense?
Yeah, anyone who's dealing with some nagging injuries, I would expect no. Taliese Fuaga, he's dealing with some kind of minor knee issue that happened on Wednesday at practice. Kellen said it wasn't a big deal. But, you know, it's just, if you have something that's going on like that, don't expect to see him out there, right? So there's a few guys like that. Eric McCoy is the one I have a big question about. We haven't seen Eric McCoy in either of the first two preseason games. And I think his absence is really a big part of why the first-team offensive line just hasn't looked right. Like, he is the best player in that group. He's the leader of that group. He's the best communicator of that group. When he's out there, everyone on offense plays better. The other 10 players out there are better off for him playing. So I think he's the big one that I'd like to see out there this week. I would still be surprised if you see Alvin Kamara. I just don't see the value in getting him out there. And when you know that one of the bigger competitions still existing on this roster is at the running back spot, and I'd rather see some of the depth guys get opportunities with the ones so that you can kind of get a read on how they look with that group. But I think generally, you know, I think you're probably going to see Juwan Johnson. You're probably going to see Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, Brandon Cooks. You know, these are guys that got some run but either missed the first or the second preseason game. So that would be my guess, is you're going to see a majority of that group, and we'll hopefully get kind of a representative look at how that group kind of flows together, because it's been a little disjointed to this point.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And then you have the 2 weeks off, right, before the yep. opening game.
Yeah, so I think that helps if you're, you know, typically in the past when there was four preseason games, the third preseason game would be your kind of full squad tune-up, where you'd get the first team out there, make them, maybe have them play a series or two, depending on how that went, maybe a third, you know. And in this case, this is the final preseason game, but you do have that rest. So, you know, I think for a team that's installing a new offense and a new defense, there's plenty of incentive to get those guys out there. And, you know, we're kind of learning about Kellen Moore's preseason philosophy in real time. Every coach seems to have a different take on it. Like, the Bengals are out there playing Joe Burrow with the backups. You know, they think the reps are valuable, so they're getting them to him. It sounds like Kellen feels like those reps are valuable, at least this year, when you have a young quarterback that you're trying to look at, two young quarterbacks that you're trying to look at, and an offense that you're trying to install. You know, the question I have is whether this new wide receiver they just traded for will be out there, considering they got him from the Broncos, and it's the Broncos coming to town 2 or 3 days later. I think he'd probably want to get out there. Maybe you get him a package of a couple of plays, tell him what he's going to do, and just have him go out there and do it, just to get him on the field. But that's going to be an interesting one to watch. Either way, yes, you have that time to rest afterwards. So I don't think there's any reason to hold healthy guys out completely.
What are you looking to see? Obviously, we focused on the front line, right? We want to see what that's going to be like. But let's flip to the other side. We're making this migration from a 4-3 to a 3-4. We've not seen all of the starters yet on defense. Likelihood or not?
Yeah, I think, again, like, I think on the defensive side, a guy like DeMario Davis is kind of like an Alvin Kamara. I don't really need to see him. Like, you know what you're going to get out of that guy. And some of the depth players who you're going to expect to have a role are probably more valuable in getting out there. But, you know, I honestly don't think that there's a ton of roster spots still up for grabs. You know, there's a few, right? Like you talked about running back, punter is one of the few that I genuinely don't know who the punter is going to be. We're still trying to figure that out, whether it's Kai Kroger, James Burnip, or, you know, Mr. Outside Hire, if neither of those guys does enough, you know? But yeah, I think you're going to see guys compete. You know, I think linebacker position is fascinating. It's one of the reasons I don't think you need to see DeMario is because, you know, I think they might keep six linebackers, which is a lot, but I feel like the depth of that room is really impressive and I'd like to see them out there. Safety, like Jonas Sanker, who had a great game the other day, he's the one who had that kind of tipped up interception to end the game. Was making plays all over the field. I'd like to see him out there and see if he can duplicate that, because if he shows up and is a guy that I want to give an immediate role to, he might bump somebody off the roster that we expect to make it at the safety position or even at the cornerback position because you want him as a special teamer. So that's really the type of stuff you're looking at. It's not the most exciting thing to talk about. That's why it's kind of nice to hear that the starters are going to be out there, because we'll at least have the beginning of the game where people can, you know, the fans can get in there and cheer. Sean Payton's going to be in the building. You know, it's going to be a little bit of drama, even though it's not the full-scale drama like it was last year. Darren Rizzi is also going to be in the building. He's their special teams coordinator now. So, you know, one thing I'm looking for is I don't know if he's going to roll out his kind of A fake. But I think he's going to roll out a fake or two of just to mess with him to some extent. Like he's gonna wanna do something when he gets in that building.
Is in the transition from the 4-3 to the 3-4. You've seen them play twice now. They're going to be playing this third time. Anything of any concern for you?
Concern? I mean, no more than we had going in the sense that, you know, when you transition schemes on either side of the ball, really, but particularly on defense, because of the different body types you need, it's going to take some time. Like, it's never going to be, okay, we're going to change from a 4-3 to a 3-4, and we're just going to hit the ground running at 100%. There's not going to be any kind of cracks in the pavement where, you know, we could have fixed that. We probably need to do this and get more pieces here or here. But I like what I've seen out of Chase Young, which was one of my bigger questions. You signed him to be your star edge rusher. Now, by the scale of how much edge rushers get paid in the NFL these days, $17 million a year isn't, it's right in the middle of the pack. But you paid him out front after what was a good year, not great year, and you paid him with the expectation that he was going to be able to fit this scheme and be a star player for you in this scheme for the next 3 years. So, and I think what we've seen at him has been really impressive. Like, he's been able to drop into coverage. We've seen him bat down balls. He's very athletic. He's playing a little lighter than he was in recent years. So I think he's in line for a very big season if they can stuff the run, which, you know, it seems like they're going to be able to do as well. I've been happy with what I've seen from them there too. So I don't know if concern is the word. I actually feel good about this defense right now. It's more the offense that has me a little concerned. Just in the sense of young quarterback, you know, I don't know if you have the playmakers that you might want to have, or at least not the consistency out of them that you might be looking for. It's really going to be a question when we see it on the field week one. What does it look like? But I think they've done about as good of a job as they can on the defensive side of the ball of making this transition in one off season.
So when we think ahead, towards the opening game against the Cardinals, right? And that, it's a home game. What challenges do they bring for us?
Well, yeah, I mean, if offense is going to be a challenge,
in other words, how do we match up against these guys?
Yeah, it's tough to say right now. I haven't had enough time to kind of get into the Cardinals. That's probably going to be a next week project. But from what I know about the Cardinals, right, like Kyler Murray's a guy that's always going to run around, extend plays, and that just hasn't been something the Saints have been able to deal with well in the past. But, you know, the switch to the 3-4, you have more athletic outside linebackers. They're going to have a little bit more width in general. So containing out of that scheme is a little bit easier. So that's going to be one of the bigger questions is, does this scheme shift help you deal with mobile quarterbacks better than you could in the past? And if the answer is yes, then against a team like the Cardinals, that makes a big difference, right? Because it kind of negates a little bit of what Kyler's going to want to do. And hopefully he can take advantage of that. The Cardinals, obviously, Marvin Harrison Jr. is a really talented wide receiver. He's going to test the cornerbacks, you know, Kool-Aid McKinstry on the outside. You're going to play a little bit more zone than you have in the past. So how do they handle that? And then James Conner on offense for them is, you know, he's kind of a battering ram. And, you know, how the Saints stop the run is going to be a big factor. So on defense, there's that. And then, you know, on offense, I think you're going to – whenever you roll out a young quarterback, opposing defensive coordinators are going to blitz you until you prove you can handle it, right? That's one of the things you notice quickly about Spencer Rattler last year is, you know, he seemed to operate well in the first half, and then most defensive coordinators are like, okay, let's ratchet up the pressure and see how he deals with it. And in most cases, he didn't deal with it well. So I don't think this is specific to the Cardinals, but whoever starts week one and whoever's in there throughout the season, how they handle that extra pressure is going to be a big part in how successful they can be. Because, you know, defensive coordinators, if they feel like you're susceptible to the blitz, they're just going to keep sending it and sending it and sending it until you beat it. And last year, Spencer didn't show often enough that he could beat it, and that's what you saw. If you go back to that Broncos game, that was the story. I mean, just an extra rusher just wiped him out over and over again. And so that's going to be my big thing is, how does the offensive line handle it? How does the quarterback handle it in terms of setting the protections? And how does he handle it when he has a free rusher and he just needs to get the ball out?
And you don't put everybody that you can out in space from the offensive perspective, right? You're going to drag somebody back into the backfield and be an additional blocker, and hopefully they're one that can actually block.
Well, you know, there's a few ways you can handle the blitz, right? Like, I think if you have a competent quarterback and a confident quarterback, you don't necessarily need to keep an extra blocker in if you know where the blitz is coming from. And a lot of it is just identifying what the defense is doing. One of the best reps for Tyler in the game the other day was just kind of a ho-hum 12-yard pass to Chris Olave. But what he did was, you know, there was an extra rusher who was showing blitz to his front side. He identified it. He knew he was hot, which means, hey, if they bring all three of these guys, we only have two guys to block them, I that guy's going to be heads up on me, and I have to get the ball out to my hot route so that he can go make a play. If you can do that, right, in most cases, that guy's going to have room to run, and that's what you saw there. So, yeah, you could just say, hey, we're going to keep a tight end here just in case they bring it. But then if they drop out, you have a tight end in protection that is no longer an option to throw to. So being forced to keep an extra protection is actually a negative thing to me. And I want to have the option where, hey, I want my running back to go out in a route, and if that guy comes, I handle it. And I think that's kind of one of the bigger stepping stones for a young quarterback kind of developing into a quarterback you can trust and kind of open up the offense with. So, you know, to answer your question, like, yeah, you want guys that you can keep in the backfield and you do trust the block, but I also don't want to be forced to do that every time a team shows pressure, because then they'll just start showing pressure to keep your blockers in.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the game on Saturday, hopefully to get to see a couple of the additional starters out there. Obviously, and the mindset, like you said last week, is so different with just three preseason games as opposed to four. I'm not sure which model I like better. And then this 2-week hiatus in between the last game to the next game will probably feel like an eternity, right?
Well, I mean, after camp, for me personally, I like the change. I can understand why fans might be annoyed by it because it's just a week without football. I kind of like the reset personally, because by the time I get to the end of the preseason slate, it's like, all right, I don't need another one of these games. I just want a real game. I mean, it is what it is. I think it's helpful for the players to get kind of rested up and we'll go. But no, I mean, it's going to be here before we know it either way.
No doubt, for sure. Jeff Nowak, as always, we truly appreciate the conversation. WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. Have fun on Saturday.
For sure, Newell. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, folks, just a reminder, next week we're going to be talking a lot about the Hurricane Katrina anniversary. On Friday, August the 29th, we'll be at the Presbyter broadcasting live, Tommy, myself, and Scoot, and we'll have a host of guests. There's going to be a panel discussion there. There's an opening of a new exhibit at the Presbyter as well. The Lieutenant Governor is going to be hosting a lot of folks, talking about the 20 years and talking about the future as well. You know, there's some disappointment. There's a lot of hope as we move forward and hopefully get things and right the ship on so many different fronts. But I'm looking forward to next week. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to have an opportunity to talk about that. So stick with us. We've got a lot of great stuff to provide. I know Dave Cohen's putting together a bunch of interviews and podcasts that we'll be broadcasting on WWL about folks and their experience, both from the media perspective. He interviewed me the other day from a law enforcement perspective. I think you'll find some of the stories very interesting that each and every one of the participants will be talking about. And just a reminder, you know, the Saints game is tomorrow, and you can grab your morning brew and start your game day early at 8 a.m. First Take with Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak. Time to check in from your tailgate party. Then if you're going to the game, stop by and hoot at with the Cannon at 10 o'clock. Meet up with Bobby Hebert and Steve Geller for Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff inside the dome. Loge Level B, Gate B Atrium, presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. And at noon, sync up to the home team with Deuce and Haas with Jeff Nowak on the sideline. Then after the game, sound off on the point after with the Cajun Cannon. You can join us for 10 hours of wall-to-wall black and gold football, Saints versus the Broncos, tomorrow on WWL and free on the Odyssey app. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Check in with, who is it, Coleman? Ian Hoke is in for Scoot, so we'll check in with Ian when we return. Stay with us. Don't forget, folks, you still have a chance to win a portable generator now in the heart of the hurricane season. WWL wants to help ease your mind. We teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service to offer you the chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500, total value almost $1,000. You can enter every day, so start now. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service and WWL. Ian's up next. What do we have coming up, Ian?
Hey, good afternoon, Newell. We're going to talk about what makes people fall in love with the place that they live and how that shapes the way that they vote and other considerations. We'll talk to Catherine Laughlin. She's the city doctor. We'll talk about why some towns thrive while others struggle. And, of course, we're going to have the latest on the FBI tossing John Bolton's house and there's guns on the streets of D.C. It's a busy news day. It's going to be a wild one, man.
Absolutely. Ian's headed your way, folks. Have a great weekend. We'll see you guys Monday morning. Go Saints.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.